This is Bird Note. Take 5 and 20 heaps of cinders, dumped here and there in an outside city lot. Imagine some of them magnified into mountains, and the vacant lot the sea, and you will have a fit idea of the general aspect of the Encantadas, or Enchanted Isles. Herman Melville, author of Moby Dick, wrote these words about a group of volcanic islands in the Pacific. His tales of the islands, part travelogue, part darkly imagined parable, depict, in his words, an archipelago of aridities, without inhabitant, history, or hope of either in all time to come. Today, we know these islands by another name, the Galapagos, the very same archipelago that Charles Darwin made famous. Like Melville, Darwin found the Galapagos' stark volcanic landscape on first view hellish to behold. But it was the unique life forms on this remote collection of islands, massive tortoises, otherworldly iguanas, and some remarkable finches that helped Darwin develop his theory of evolution by natural selection. And recent scientific work on Darwin's finches in this archipelago of aridities shows more conclusively than any other research that evolution is dynamic, ongoing, and undeniable. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.